Senate Bill 355, we've been asked to hold that over till the next meeting of the committee. There's some wording problems that the sponsors want to work out before we have it. So we'll go on to
369?
House Bill 248. And did you want to testify on this bill?
I will, just very briefly, if I don't want to take any of your time, right?
Well, as little as possible.
My name is Bill Ruddy, and I represent the Glacier Highway Electric Association. We'd like to testify in favor of this bill because essentially the association, which is an REA incorporated under the Rural Electrification Model Act, is Title 10.25, has entered a dialogue with the Alaska Electric Light Power Company over potential merger. One of the things precluding such a merger at this time is that there is no vehicle under the law to permit a merger between a cooperative and a regular business corporation organized under Title 10.05, the Model Business Corporation Act. Essentially, this bill would permit such a merger to be effective. And while Glacier Highway may never actually merge with AELT, they would like to be in a position where they could put it before their membership. And this is one of the several hurdles that have been cleared.
Senator Zick?
And you might say, in a way, about special interest legislation.
Well, it has its origins in one particular problem, but I could foresee where there might be other.
Would there be other parts in the state where this might be useful at a later date?
Conceivably, yes, because it applies both to electric co-ops and telephone co-ops. I think between those two, there are about 50 co-ops in the state.
Okay, now.
It's conceivable that as areas were to grow in size and utilities situated one next to the other, economies of scale might dictate that they.
I noticed that the chairman of the House State Affairs Committee is present, and it was introduced in the House by his committee just about a year ago today, almost exactly a year ago yesterday. Are you working in cahoots or conjunction with Representative Miller?
Yes, in fact, Representative Miller introduced this at our request. Representative Miller also happens to be a member of the Glacier Highway Electric Association. He's probably as concerned with this race.
I knew my probing would get to some point. In other words, it's a convenience thing, and if this thing ever does go through, this will be an enabling step for you.
Yes, it would. And in fact, we'd be hard-pressed to see how it would be possible for a co-op to merge with a utility.
In the absence of this.
Okay. Any other questions? I'd like to point out that we do have a letter in the file there that the Alaska Public Utility Commission also supports this bill.
They do?
Yeah. They would have the, as I understand it, they would have the final say in the matter in any case that they would like to.
That's right.
That it has their support. Did you have anything to add to this?
No, sir. I just wanted to add my support and indicate that if you had any technical questions, we would talk to you.
Thank you, Representative. The chair would entertain a motion to move this bill.
So move. To adjourn to the pass.
And we have Senate Bill 369, and thank you.
Thank you.
Before us, which is pretty clear-cut and dry.
Mr. Chairman, I move we move the bill out of committee with individual recommendations.
No objections?
Sorry.
Thank you, Senator.
Is that fast enough for you?
I guess that on the other bill that Betty and the governor's office, they call this just prior to coming down, they've got a little wording problem that they want to work on. I didn't ask them what it was.
It's over.
Well, that's on that.
Meeting's over.
No, I was looking for a monthly report, or I think she ran out of my notebook.
administrative journal.
No.
Do we got those? You want to pass those around?
Pretty harsh, Bob.
There's got to be a no wreck. Well, it's coming to judiciary, so don't worry about it.
That's why
I'm
doing that.
What is your objection to it?
Well, the Constitution says you have one of these bastards every 10 years. We had one in 72. We don't have to have one until 1982. That's plenty of time. Why rush it? Why precipitate disaster? Our Constitution specifically provides that when you do call a constitutional convention, it's wide open. You cannot limit the call. You're just courting unmitigated disaster by ever holding a constitutional convention in the state. What's the matter? We've only had this constitution since 1955 or thereabouts. Don't you like it? Give it 100 years or so to work. See what's wrong with it.
Doesn't that work for the federal government?
I sound like who? John Birch who?
Wouldn't that same thing apply in the federal
government? No. We're done. There's authority for a proposition. You can limit a call at the federal level, but you cannot at the state level. Once you call a constitutional convention, the whole thing is there for dissection, revision, rewriting, and it would be a terrible thing.
We got to elect delegates. You don't know who's going to get elected.
Doesn't it have to go on the ballot every 10
years? Yes, it does. But this thing would move it up 2 years. And I said, why bar trouble? We get it automatically in 82. Why court disaster in 1980? And I'll debate anybody.
Well, somebody told me, hey, Bob, somebody told me it passed one time and they didn't hold it.